You might build a life online, but an algorithm can wipe it out in an instant. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech, demystifying the digital economy. I'm Molly Wood. People who try to build a career as creators on YouTube may put all their creativity and time and identity into the platform, while on the other end of the screen, an algorithm can take away their ability to make money by what's called demonetizing videos or just giving the videos a lower priority in its recommendation engine. 1 year ago today, a YouTube creator shot three people at that company's San Bruno headquarters before killing herself. A police investigation concluded that when YouTube demonetized her channel, it took away, quote, a critical part of who she was. Catherine Lowe is a visiting researcher at the informatics department at University of California, Irvine. She said the relationship can feel very one-sided.
It can be difficult to gauge how urgent this feels, in part because people kind of just accept the conditions of their engagement with the platform. And you often see outrage manifest when there's a big event that happens. Say, like, there's a takedown of a video, or suddenly somebody's seeing very few views relative to what they had before. And what's also difficult to see is, are people using their interaction with the algorithm as a scapegoat? Or is it because, you know, they were kind of wronged by the algorithm? And, you know, people do notice at one point or another that they don't have a lot of control over the system. And I think it does become increasingly urgent the more that creators across platforms talk to each other.
Is there a sense that it could impact business? Like, would creators leave? Is there an argument that would say you have to create a sense of agency with your creators so they don't stop uploading to YouTube?
I think YouTube is not overly worried at this point about creators leaving. And I think this is a problem when you have effective monopolies over certain types of content. But you do see Facebook and also as streaming is getting bigger as a form of media creation, that there are competitors on the scene in a sense. So that might happen. But for uploading video, YouTube has such a significant monopoly that it's hard to see how threatened they could be.
Is there like a big lesson, would you say? Is there an overarching takeaway from the last year and kind of how we've seen this relationship evolve?
I think that creators, the same way you see with gig economy workers, I think a lot of them are starting to think about unions.
Tell me more about that. Are you seeing that happen? Is that a structured movement?
In the YouTube space, I think it is really difficult to collect people in a sense because, you know, YouTube does have a very wide range of creators. You have people who have 5,000 subscribers and you have people who have 500,000 and 5 million, and they all have very different interests. But I've seen various groups come together, some of them working with governmental bodies, and we'll see.
Catherine Lowe is a visiting researcher at the informatics department at the University of California, Irvine. We asked YouTube for comment. The company said that on the 1 year anniversary of last year's shooting, it's focused on the well-being of its employees. And now for some related links. A little more on this ongoing tension between YouTube, the algorithm, and its creators. One complaint from creators is that the algorithm seems to reward and promote sensational or risque content, which can then backfire and get a channel banned. We did some reporting last week about how platforms often recommend increasingly extreme content, and activists say it can actually radicalize people online. So YouTube is also trying to contend with how to minimize that extreme content. And in fact, advertisers have boycotted the service over their ads showing up on hateful or racist or sexist videos. In fact, these are the issues that spurred YouTube to make major changes last year to how creators could monetize their videos. Basically, it made the bar a lot higher. In July of 2018, a company sued YouTube's parent, Google, saying the algorithm changes had made it lose 90% of its revenue. But a judge threw out the case, agreeing with Google that posting on YouTube is both free and optional, and that YouTube has no obligation to place ads on videos. There's a good story on all this in the Orlando Sentinel this week. It's a profile of creators who live this, quote, unstable life at the control of YouTube. and about how the pursuit of fame online can lead to a tricky balance and promises broken for all involved. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM. Caroline in Brooklyn, New York, wrote to tell us she's a longtime fan of Marketplace Tech and appreciates the content and the mission. Thanks, Caroline. To join her in keeping Marketplace Tech going strong, donate online today at marketplace.org. And thanks to Caroline and all the Marketplace investors who make our work possible.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.